I don't like you pony fans. I used to be one of you, now I'm an oldie man. Game over, but you're up there in the moldy stands, keeping your eyes screwed shut tight and holding hands. You'll eat whatever Hasbro feeds you. Twilight went first, now I heard they got the tree too. Faust thought a kid show could be cool, but you'll apologize for larceny. Your shit's see-through, no redo. Don't call me a shitlord. I'm just pointing out they jumped the shark with Discord. 5 years on, is this really what you wished for? You piss poor from buying all the merch in the kid's store, you drone? I need some Patron, you need to grow up. Keeping the corpse on life support and how you show love. Probably only listening to bands after they broke up. You're so fucked, you look at EQG and be like, so what? You're all just waiting for the last curtain. Too scared to live without ponies, and I know that's certain. In another 10 years, you'll wish you had burned instead of staying on for way too long watching a bad version. You mad virgins say you'll stay on for season 9, jump ship for G5, and retry when you see it die? I'm not laughing, but this shit's a joke. Lotus Eater's here shouting for a distant boat. Like, just because you're stupid and you got a dream, it doesn't mean your fandom shit is not a meme. I'm just trying to get you to wake up so you help the scene and quit being man children. Grow a little self-esteem. Plain and simple, movie was a toy commercial, but it still made piles of money from the boys who worship anything with ponies on them. Hasbro's loyal servants, trying to make the joy eternal, fighting hard to foil inertia. Real talk. Half you boys are parrots, and the other half just did it in the first place to annoy their parents. At least some other people moved on to a better base. You still got heads in space until the day your fucking thread's erased. Whatever cartoons you hate, this is the same shit. You're just as stupid for watching it. You plain bitch, I laugh aloud, reading all you neckbeards acting proud. Fuck your little dish, you got 5 things to rap about. Quit acting out, tell me about your online friends. Fake girls and e-drama, that's all that trends. And how your mama thinks they're Columbine type shit. And how you laugh it off like ponies on my mind type shit. And fuck, maybe this show saved you. Shit, like, I'll take you. Maybe that's okay too, but however bright it seems in your mind, that's not a reason not to leave it behind. Too much shit, you're acting like you're meant to forget. Don't pretend like the Crusaders got their destiny met. And it don't matter if Twilight had fuck all to work through, so long as you get some new Bratz dolls to jerk to. What else you got besides your all-out whoring, or past sins, or dashy, or Fallout stories? Your whole crowd's boring as shit. Ditch the awful OCs and cringy gore your pics. Get your mind and body synchronous. Stop living life in 22-minute increments. I bet you stink of piss. What's the point of all the music when it's over? Why don't you just lose it with the closure? I know you keep refusing trying to soldier, but you know I've been truthful when you're older. So knock it off, quit the whole chapter. Your pony phrase really weak and won't last, nerd. Watching people live and die for shit that don't matter, I'm sick of it. You chicken shit's gonna waste your lives trying to make this right and keep your fake ass wives. Enough of killing your own future trying to take back time. Stop living in 2013, today that dies. I bet your soul's empty. I keep trying to save you, except you won't let me. I've been trying to wake you, except you won't get me. I've been trying to face you, except you aren't stepping. I know that you like it, but you need to wake up. It's over. Move on. I don't like you X-fans. Used to be one of you in the Deadlands, speaking red rants in the air and doing headstands to turn it upside down so it's not the best damn memory I yet have. As for Discord, I'm not gonna take your shit, cause they got the story from a fan before they made the script. 15-year-old Teddy Antonio made a wish, and if it made things better, then quit whining like a basic bitch. Hasbro and the writers trying to work smartly. Half the shit we buy now all gets made by third parties, and the Herd's army steal it if they want. This is a goddamn community of demons and savants, and Faust's vision got fucked up by season 2, trying to cater to the whims of the peeps like you. So get off the wing shit. You fuckers always pretending like the writers had some memo that the show was extending. And sure, the movie wasn't perfect. Neither was the show how you remember, but it's worth it. And even if it worsens, there'll still be hella persons trying to give 100% and ignoring all your sermons. We ain't trying to damn your soul. It's just that letting something die ain't how a fandom rolls. Now when we see the show looking rough, we try to make it better. When there's a stormy horizon, we try to break the weather. You've been gone so long that clearly you ain't remember. Giving new shit a real chance is how we came together. While the people like you try to reckon why. Edgy minds ain't got a drop of courage for a second try. And that's why I came back just in the nick of time. Now I'm old enough, I watch my ponies while I sip the wine. Insert C.S. Lewis quote. You can call me bitch or fag kid, but you a joke. And I'm still laughing, cause my sense of humor isn't gone. Cause you don't gotta hear me out, I just wanna do this song like fuck, that's how we got this far. And after years of wear and tear, the shit is not disbarred. If this is what we look like when we're working, you should see us play. If this is what we look like when we're dying, you should be afraid, cause none of the other fandoms gonna grab that. The real cringy shit's how you're scared of getting laughed at. So you don't know about Blackjack or Hazmat, and thinking we might stand here and catch Flag his ass back. Shit's tight like we got it from Bad Dragon. If you can't ford a river, I'm not on your bandwagon, you faggot. Even EQG gets people with the eagle eyes swooping to redefine the shit upon its steep decline. So I don't give a fuck about patrician tests, dude. This ain't a rabbit hole, it's a forest. Magician's nephew. You ain't no Coco or Dairy Dew or the Pillars. You ain't listen to P at D or the Canterlot Killers. You ain't read IDW, MLD or the Chase. So drop the pitiful shit and get your screen out my face, you bitch! If you called up your whole fan clan, they couldn't stop it. If you were such a goddamn fan, you wouldn't drop it. We're nauseous because of you fucks been spamming these entries. 8 years of hard work is not Panamets or Kensies. If we're the Lotus Eaters, you're with Cersei, and you won't ever see us at your mercy. But we might still delete you if Demeter comes adversely. The reefer seeking evil speaking leaders in the workings. And I won't always rap about ponies, but I won't regret that I did. This just a step off the grid amid the backpack and phonies. And when we're gone, I want you douches to remember this. We never gave a fuck about your approval or the membership. I'm ending this. I give a fuck if you still think it's gay. I saw Spike the motherfucking dragon get his wings today. All the years I spent in this were rewarding, and that's why you're complaining while I'm standing recording. I bet your soul's empty. You keep trying to rise up with pockets of old spaghetti. You keep trying to snipe us, but we've been shot at more than plenty. You've been trying to fight us, but you're not a cognoscenti. Are we supposed to, like, hug at the end of this? Oh, shit, yeah, it's supposed to have a happy ending. Okay, alright. Yeah, get over here. Say something positive, we'll both do it. We can make it through. Yeah, we can make it if we try. I'm so glad this is a hidden track. Fuck me. Yeah.